A story now about the American dream.
The Firetron Formula Super Ball and Super Elastic Bubble Plastic. Plastic bubbles from a tube.
This is absolutely one of those only in America stories.
The great strength of Monster Magnet is now in your hands.
It embraces the inventive mythology of Thomas Edison, the culture of rock and roll.
Now you can do it. A real wheelie with Wheelie Bar.
California beach, sandlot playgrounds, and the entrepreneurial spirit of Steve Jobs.
Sold everywhere by Whammo.
Whammo from Whammo.
Made by Whammo.
Whammo!
Its name? Well, who but an American can come up with Whammo? A company that since 1948 has revolutionized the toy industry, helped create the X Games freestyle movement, and has always been a pioneer in the development of intellectual property, like the slip and slide, the hula hoop, the Super Bowl, and of course, the flying disc toy Frisbee.
Here comes the Shoop Shoop Hula Hoop and the Frisbee family of flying fun. Now, seven different Frisbees. Seven ways to discover the wonderful world of Frisbee flight. Frisbee, everybody's idea of a good time.
Depending on who you talk to, Frisbee is an invention of Yale students who snacked on Frisbee pies up in Connecticut and tossed the empty tins around, or it's the genius of inventor and former POW Walter Morrison, who fashioned butyl stearate plastic into the 1951 Pluto platter. And more than 200 million plastic Frisbees later, here we are. And Frisbee is just one of the technological and marketing successes of Whammo. Dan Roddick is former director of sports promotions for Whammo. Welcome.
Hello.
What's it like working for Whammo?
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it was a zany operation. I mean, really something that I'm not sure any companies could possibly pull off these days. They were the inventor's friend.
And in many ways, it reminds me of the spirit of Apple, of some of the high-tech companies, which are very nerdy and brainy, but still that spirit of, hey, that's cool, is all Whammo.
It really was. And I think, especially in the very early going, Bud and Rich, the real powers behind the company, were open to any sort of idea. And people literally walked in the door, sat down and said, hey, you know, I think I've got a really great idea. Here's a piece of rubber that bounces high. What can we make out of it? And they would run right from that day with something that may have only lasted a season, but it was just fun to see what they could do with it.
So Spud and Rich were the Jobs and Wozniak of Whammo.
Exactly.
So it was some of the ideas, and we played some of them at the top. I mean, there's the slip and slide, of course, which had some longevity. Frisbee, of course, is the, you know, it will be around forever. But there are also weird things like that weird little Mr. Wiggle that you put on the hose, and it just sort of wiggles around using the power of the water moving up. The Super Bowl, of course. Any favorites of yours?
Wow. when you look through the litany of things, one of the things that really caught my attention during those years was the magic window.
Yes. Oh gosh.
I had a huge one. It was probably 3 foot on a side, and it would spin on the wall, and that was just a good example of the kinds of things that from nowhere they would come up with an idea that really caught people's imagination.
Let's give people a picture of the magic window. It's a piece of clear plastic, two pieces of clear plastic, you know, like Saran wrap, but a little stronger. And inside of it is some sort of liquid, I think, and this weird black iron filings stuff that moves around in weird patterns.
Well, It's hard to say what was actually in there. Most of the things had some secret component, like in the Super Bowl was Zectron, which I don't think anyone actually knew what it was.
That was one of the features of Whammo. There was always some sort of mysterious scientific part of what made it fun.
And in a lot of ways, that was the real essential key and still is to the Frisbee. And that is when a person first sees it fly, and that's not easy to find these days, but people are under the impression that there is something absolutely mystical going on in its flight. And they're right.
physicists, of course, would say, no, it's just the Bernoulli principle or the Bernoulli principle, right?
You know, I don't think they really truly know still why it flies as well as it does.
What was it like marketing the Frisbee in Boomerang, Australia? I would have figured they would say, hey, mate, we got those already.
Well, we did get a lot of requests to make it come back to us. And fortunately, that's one of the things that the Frisbee also does. But the reaction that we had there, as I say, was humbling to us. When we showed it to people, it was instant love. And that really continued. Every time I ever did a trade show for Wham-O, when people turned the corner and walked down toward our booth, it never failed that they had a smile on their face. And when they got there, they had some wonderful story about how the Frisbee was part of their family life and how much they loved it.
Before we go, you mentioned the magic window. The Frisbee, of course, we're all in love. Do you have any sort of stuff kicking around your house that you show the grandkids? Or, you know, I don't even know if you have grandkids, but you must have some wacky, wonderful Wham-O stuff.
I'll tell you, my basement, just between us,
okay,
is like a museum of the bizarre toy. My grandkids just love coming here.
Can I come over?
Absolutely.
Dan Roddick, thanks so much. That's an invitation. I'll take you up on that in Pasadena, California. Dan, of course, is the former director of sports promotions for Wham-O. Only on this show, the Museum of the Bizarre Toy. What is your favorite toy? Did Wham-O define your childhood summers like it did mine? Esther from Jacksonville, Florida says,
my favorite American summer icon had to very simply be my home's lawn sprinkler system. It instantly recreated my lawn into a magnificent water park during the humid, sweltering heat of the South Florida summers.
Hi, it's Wendy Sherman from New York City. This will show my age, but my favorite toy were roller skates that you had to put on with a key. They let me fly down the sidewalks of Manhattan.
This is John Bauer. I'm calling from Shelby, North Carolina. Ultimate Frisbee was one of my favorite sports throughout my teen years. There were summers where my family and friends and I would sometimes play between 3 and 4 times a week, and it's still really fun activity for me and my friends to go out, take 175-gram Ditchcraft Ultra Star, the best disc on the market, and just play catch on a beautiful day. So Frisbees have been a really big part of my life.
Ultimate Frisbee, Ultimate Takeaway, 8778-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.